Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the ninth para was recited. In the beginning of the para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam when he went to his people. And unfortunately, his people had a quality of stubbornness. When a person is stubborn, then he's not prepared to accept, despite the fact that what clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that eventually we destroyed these people, like how the past nations were also destroyed when they did not follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Ulama say that Allah has mentioned all of these incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salam. One is for us to take lesson. One is to give tasalliyah and console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strengthen his heart. And then to show us the final result of the good doers, those who follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Even though they went through some difficulties in their life, but finally Allah ta'ala made them successful. And those who were the wrongdoers, the evildoers, who went against the ways of the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam, eventually they were destroyed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that with every son Nabi to any nation, then the people were put through some difficulties so that they can turn their attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah ta'ala changed the conditions and He gave good conditions to them also. So all of this is for a person to repent to Allah ta'ala, to turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they were not prepared to accept it until eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caught hold of them suddenly, whereas they didn't even know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says if the people of the cities and the villages have to have iman and taqwa, two things, iman and taqwa, and this is the month of Ramadan to acquire these qualities. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We'll open upon them the barakat and blessings from the heavens and the earth. Allah will grant abundance of goodness to people. But unfortunately, these people were not prepared to accept it. They went against the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So they got hold, Allah Ta'ala got hold of them. The people of the city are unafraid that the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will come to them at night while they are sleeping. And the people of the city are unafraid that Allah's punishment can come to them in the daytime, in midday, whilst they are involved in the play and the pastimes. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. Are they unafraid of the plannings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The only people who are unafraid of the planning of Allah ta'ala is the people who are in complete loss. A person must never ever be satisfied with himself. He must always have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know what our condition is, whether Allah is happy with us, Allah is not happy with us. Until we don't leave this world, the person can never be satisfied with his amal and his actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are in complete loss, only they are unafraid. They pass their lives like nothing is happening. They don't even think that Allah Ta'ala's punishment can come upon them. They can because of the evil actions, etc. So this should not be our condition. We should always live in a state of hope on one side of Allah Ta'ala, and on the other side of it, of fear also. Al-imanu bayna al-raja'i wal-khawf. Iman is between fear and hope of Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There were two aspects of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's life. One was with the ummati da'wat and one was ummati ijabat. With ummati da'wat, Fir'aun and his people, he gave them da'wat towards Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the first quarter. And the next quarter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions ummati ijabat, those who had accepted the call of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately they also went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually what happened to them? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Fir'aun. And with clear miracles and signs he went to them. And it is Allah's system that in every era, in every zamana, whatever is the need of the time, whatever the people are experts in, Allah Ta'ala will send the Anbiya alayhi salam with that kind of miracle. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in his time, magic was regarded as a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala gave him the example of the stick. And many signs Allah given him, but especially these two, and his hand, which was a miracle. So it was to show all the people of magic, etc., that all your magic is nothing compared to the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came in an era where there will be a lot of increase in outward knowledge. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given an ilmi miracle, a miracle of ilm and knowledge. And no one will be able to surpass it, equal it, or even find the smallest amount of fault in the Quran Sharif. So it will be a miracle till the day of Qiyamah, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's numbers will remain till Qiyamah. So anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam went to his people, and he showed them, he went to Fir'aun, he showed them the clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were not prepared to accept. And they started making a propaganda against Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And they said that no, he is a magician and he wants to just take you out of your land. So they decided to call all the magicians together. But the other magicians saw and they realized that Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, this is not magic. It's definitely the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they all went into sajda. They all believed in Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fir'aun got very angry and he was prepared to kill them and get rid of them. But they had such iman. Ulama say the sohbat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and some ulama say that because they wore the same clothing of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to mock him, but because they imitated the clothing of the pious and the righteous people, Allah Ta'ala gave them such iman that the iman reached such a high level. He said, you can do whatever you want to. We have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are not, do whatever you want to. فَقْضِي مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. As he comes in another para. Do whatever you want to, but we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, Fir'aun and his people now, they decided, what can we do with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? We need to get rid of them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, إِسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا. Seek the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have the sabr. Remember that earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants it to whomsoever He wants it from His servants. But the final result and the best result is for those people who have got taqwa within themselves. They might go through some imtihans and examinations, but eventually Allah will give them success. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other signs which Allah ta'ala sent to Fir'aun and his people. Clear signs. Tufan, wal-jarad, wal-kummal. Different signs. Each time when these people saw the signs, then they promised they will accept iman. They will follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As soon as the sign went away, then again they went back to the kufr. They went back to their disbelief. So eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Bani Israel were taken over the ocean. And they were saved. But immediately after seeing the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people, unfortunately, they saw some people worshipping one calf. And they also decided to worship the calf. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a period of 40 days. That is why the ulama say 40 days has a great effect in changing a person. Normally in Jamaat, a person goes for a chilla. By the Messiah, they encourage people to come for a chilla, sit in the sohbat of buzuruks and pious people. So this has a great effect in changing a person's life. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also called for 40 days. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam in place of his vicegerent. When he went to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arini anzur ilayk. I want to see you." Allah ta'ala said, "It's impossible for you to see me, but look at the mountain." When Allah ta'ala made a certain kind of tajalli manifestation on the mountain, the whole mountain went into pieces. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went unconscious, and he realized that in this world, is that possible for a person to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our eyes are too weak, this world is too weak, but in the great bounty, which of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kept in the akhirat, is kept in the year after. Every person who is a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this bounty, Allah ta'ala has kept it for a person in the year after. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One nukta which some mufassirin have mentioned, they say that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the only Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the reason for this? So they say that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person speaks to somebody, then automatically the love for that person, and he gets the desire to see that person. So they say also in today's time, the fitna is when a person speaks to women also. As you continue speaking to a woman, even though behind parda, eventually the time comes now a person wants to see her. The desire of a person increases. Therefore, it is safer for a person. Be very careful when a person has to speak to a woman also. The Quran Sharif says that she must speak also in a firm voice. You know, a person mustn't speak in sweet voices. Only if there's a severe necessity also, a person has to speak, he should speak. Otherwise, the nafs plays havoc with a person, and it creates a lot of shahwat and desires. And a person outwardly might be even speaking deeny things. But behind it is the nafs of a person, how it tricks and fools a person. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. In Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was given the revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went back to his people who started worshipping a calf. They went into shirk after seeing the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went and reprimanded these people. They were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked them to ask Allah for forgiveness. They were forgiven, but some of them had to kill others for their tawbah to be accepted. Anyhow, they were prepared to accept this, and eventually they did this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about other evils that the Bani Israel did, the disrespect which they showed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were promised the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when, if they have taqwa, they give zakat, they believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's written in the Torah and in the Injil. He commands people towards righteousness, prevents them from evil. Whatever Allah has made halal and pure, He explains to the people this is halal. Whatever is filthy and dirty, He explains to the people it's haram, it is impure, it is dirty. And many of the difficult laws which were given to the Bani Israel, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed it. Our Shariat is easy. Simple Shariat is easy. A deen yusrun. Deen is a very easy way of life. It's unfortunately, as Danvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, if we're living in the wrong environment and we say deen is difficult, it's because of our Mahodan environment. If we have to make an Islamic mahal, we see Islam is the most easiest way, the most simplest way to live, the most purest of lives, and the most unique of lives, most enjoyable of lives is the life of Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and they help and assist him, and they honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they follow the Noor, the Quran Sharif which has come down with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will be successful. Oh Jews, that you also have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for yourself to be successful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of a certain village, Ayla, who were living in the ocean, the side of the ocean, and they were given a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Sabbath. They must not fish on that day. And these people, this was an imtihan, an examination, because they committed a lot of gunas and sins, so Allah ta'ala was testing them. This command was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, but the fish now was not coming on the other days of the week. On Saturday, all the fish were coming. So these people made a plan to bypass the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they made us some kind of net they put. And on Sunday, they would collect all of the fish. So in actual fact, they were fishing. But they were fishing on Saturday, but in a different way. So they had broken the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one group among them said, why don't you, they started Nasir, giving Nasir an advice to these people. And the other group said, why are you advising these people? Allah is definitely going to destroy them and give them a severe punishment. So they said, no, it's our duty that we are commanding those people, ma'aziratan ila rabbikum, as a seeking uzar by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll have an excuse to put before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps these people, if we explain to them, they might get the quality of taqwa. It will come into their lives. Continue telling them. Anyhow, these people, when they were not prepared to accept it, anjayna alladhina yanhawna 'anil su', those people who are preventing from evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them, Allah gave them najat. And those people who had committed zulam and oppression, a very severe punishment Allah had given them because of the fisk and evil which they had done. Kunu kiratatan khasin, they were actually changed into apes because of how they, this was like a kind of irtidad. The command of Allah, clear command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had completely changed that. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had made a mock of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who mocks any part of Shariat, he falls out of the fall of Islam. So these people had become murtad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually, because of the mockery of the command of Allah ta'ala, he made them into a monkey, because a monkey also is a thing which some people mock and they look down upon. So may Allah ta'ala protect us. And the ulama say that those people who did not prohibit, Allah ta'ala didn't mention them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was upset with them. So whether they were saved or not, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu eventually says that these people were saved, but Allah ta'ala didn't mention them in the Quran because they to show that Allah ta'ala's displeasure with them. They did not say anything. Anyhow, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the pact which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken in the beginning of time from all human beings, that when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will come, we will follow them. And this was called Ahdi Alas, and the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah ta'ala was planted in the being of every single person. And thereafter, those people, when the Wahi and Revelation came to them, they followed it, they were successful. But there was people like Bal'am bin Ba'ura, a very great alim of the Bani Israel. But unfortunately, Allah ta'ala said, we have given him our ayat. He even knew the special name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was not prepared to accept it. He started following his desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شِئِنَا لَرَفَعَنَاهُ بِهَا, if we wanted to, we could have raised him by means of this, by the knowledge which we had granted to him. But however, he was inclined towards the earth and he followed his desires. So his example is like that of a dog. And eventually he was completely destroyed. He tried to destroy the Bani Israel, but he himself was completely destroyed by that, because they did not follow the wahi and revelation which had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pact which they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had not fulfilled it. Allah ta'ala says, those who do not fulfill it, they have got hearts, but they cannot understand. They have got eyes, but they cannot see. They have got ears, but they do not hear with it. They are like animals. In fact, actually worse than animals. Because the animal, at least, whatever bounties Allah has given to it, it utilizes it in the correct way. So when a person does not fulfill this command of Allah, follow the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes worse than an animal. And these are the people in complete ghaflat and unmindfulness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he has given us the beautiful names. We must call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that sometimes Allah ta'ala grants a person children. It is how Allah ta'ala created us, husband, wife, and the wife is there to get sukoon, to get peace of mind with. And when the husband goes to his wife, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a child, then they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, oh Allah, if you give us a child, we will make shukr and we are thankful to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a child, cha'ala lahu shuraka fi ma atahuma, they make for Allah ta'ala a partner in what Allah has given to them. Even the child now, they're using him and they're making him, in today's time, you can say, a partner of shaitan, in different ways. that ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which he had granted. The person was supposed to have utilized that bounty for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not to use the child and to create within him atheistic ideologies of ideologies of shirk, etc. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every child is born on fitrat, on nature. But his parents make him a Yahudi or they make him a Nasrani. They make him a Christian or they make him a Jew. How are they bringing him up in life? This is how the person, he changes in a similar manner. Then coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about when the Quran Sharif is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Listen carefully to it and keep quiet. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come upon a person. And ulama say, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the reality of Quran Sharif must come into a person's life. And وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not be amongst those people who are unmindful. A person who is unmindful, he will not get the benefit and the barakat and blessings of the Quran Sharif. And one important quality for this year is a person mustn't have takabur and pride within himself. When he doesn't have pride, then inshallah he will get the barakat and the blessings of the Quran Sharif. The next surah is Surah Anfal, where, as we had mentioned before, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Jews and the Christians and the Ahlik and the Majus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the polytheists. And in Surah Araf, Allah ta'ala addressed all the Aqwam, all the different nations of the world. Then Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mentioned, now there are some nations in the world who will not be prepared to accept. Finally, their stubbornness has reached the highest levels. So then a person is forced to make jihad with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the laws of jihad in this surah and the next surah also. Many masail regarding jihad and how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance will come to the Muslims. If they have to make jihad, what are the laws? Allah has mentioned many usools and principles. Ulama say in this surah, six times, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. And if people follow the six usuls and principles of Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, then there will be no nation in the world which will be able to defeat the Muslim people. First, in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of the people of Iman. The people of Iman, five qualities they have got. Idha dhukir Allah, when Allah's name is taken, Allah is mentioned, the hearts start trembling. Some say it means when a person wants to make guna and somebody tells him Allah, takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately his heart starts trembling. Or just when the name of Allah Ta'ala is taken, a person feels some effect in the heart. When the ayat of the Quran Sharif are recited to them, Zadatum Iman, the Iman increases. And number three, Wa'ala Rabbihim Yatawakkaloon. They have got full tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who are establishing their salat and perfecting their salat, and they are spending their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. These are the people of Iman in reality. They've got high rank for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgiveness and true rosy and sustenance. I think most likely it was Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, some other great tabi'i. When somebody asked him, are you a believer? So he said, if you ask me, am I a believer? Do I believe in amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi and all of these things? Definitely I'm a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you ask me, am I a believer in what Allah ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, then I'm still very far from the day. I haven't got the qualities of the people of Iman as yet. I still have to work towards those qualities. So really these are the qualities a person has to work towards. It's not sufficient for a person to say, I've got Iman and be happy and content with it. But have I got the qualities which Allah Ta'ala refers to as people of Iman in the Quran Sharif? So these are the qualities a person has to bring within himself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the battle of Badr and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance came to the believers. They didn't want to go out in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala made them come out, and Allah wanted to establish haq in the world, establish the truth and destroy falsehood and kufr. And big leaders were completely destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah mentions now that how will a person get the success? Ati'u Allah wa rasulahu. Follow Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not turn away from him. Do not be like those people who say, Sami'ana wa hum la yasma'un. We are hearing, but they are not hearing. Those, the worst animals, creatures in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those people who are deaf and dumb and who do not have understanding. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Accept the command, the call of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they will call you to that thing which will give you life. What will give you life? Iman will give you life. Quran Sharif will give you life. Some ulama say jihad will give you life. It will give the Muslims life. So all of these things which they are calling you, this will give a person true life. Accept the call of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, if a person delays and he wastes time, أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. Allah, it must not happen. Allah becomes a hide and a barrier between a man and his heart. And remember, you have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the fitnah which will not only afflict those people who have done oppression. That's the ulama say, when jihad is left out in the ummah, then when Allah ta'ala calamity comes, it affects every single person. The pious people also are affected. The impious people also are affected by this. Now the ulama say, it refers to Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar. When it's left out, then when Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes, it afflicts and hits every single person, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant you furqan. Furqan means the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. True understanding, Allah will grant to a person. When a person gets this furqan and his help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the kuffar and disbelievers, yamkuru bika, they'll try to make effort against you, but they will be completely unsuccessful. And if they do not have furqan, when the clear signs of Allah ta'ala are recited to them, they say, قَدْ سَمِعَنَا لَوْنَ شَاءُ لَقُلَّا مِثْلَ هَذَا. If he wanted to, we could have said the same thing like this here. When a person doesn't have furqan, he makes baddua against himself, like how the kuffar made. When a person doesn't have furqan, يَسُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَمَا كَانُوا أُولِيَا. They prevent people from going to Masjid al-Haram, even though they're supposed to have been the mutawallis of the Masjid al-Haram. When they do not have furqan, وَمَا كَانَ صُلَاتُهُمْ عِنِّ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءُ وَتَزْدِيَةً. Then a person starts making a mock of his salat, of actions of worship, and clapping hands and all of these things. This becomes a form of worship. When a person doesn't have furqan, then he will spend his money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon they will spend that money, but it will be a means of embarrassment, a means of hasrat and sadness for a person, and finally they will be completely overpowered and destroyed. All the kuffar and disbelievers, all of the money they are using against Deen Islam, how much they are spending, but all of that money eventually is completely destroyed. And we have seen examples of it in recent history, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped and assisted the Muslims when they stood up for Islam and the truth. Allah ta'ala helped and assisted them. All the billions which the kuffar used against them was completely destroyed. It was no means, actually became part of the booty of the Muslim people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on steadfastness on deen and iman and Islam, and to follow the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. India is our complete success.